Hello, folks. I hope your Sunday is going well. If you'll pardon me just a moment, I'm just checking that, yes, the recording appears to be functioning. So, welcome, everyone. This is the Moderation Office Hours. I'm Canadian Git, and I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes to field any questions you have on the moderation team, the mentor program, or the guidelines more broadly. Of course, as always, feel free to ask me questions about Resonite as a whole. Those are just the topics I know the most about, and consequently, I'll give you an answer for literally anything. I just might occasionally point you in the direction of a better source for that answer. If you'd like to ask questions, I'd encourage you to head up to the Office Hours forum, just north of this stage, where you'll find a thread with Moderation Office Hours and today's date. This is where we're going to be collecting the questions for the day. And we have a Veer today. Welcome, Veer.
Hello. And a Dante.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Unless I've massively messed this up, I should be able to record everyone without issue, so we will have a recording posted just as soon as I figure out where I have to put it. Likely either in the Moderation Office Hours general questions thread, if the size will be allowed, or perhaps we will also get it paired off with a probable prime site. I see at least Yuffie's found the thread so far, saying, have a good afternoon. Hope you're having a good afternoon as well, Yuffie. One more time, just in case folks missed where to get the questions. If you're coming in and you want to ask us anything about moderation, the mentor program, the guidelines more broadly, or of course Resonite as a whole, feel free to go to the thread in the Office Hours forum just north of the community meeting stage. You'll be able to find a thread with today's date, Moderation Office Hours, today's date. That's where we're collecting questions. If you're dumping them in the chat channels elsewhere, we will try to keep an eye on them, but we might miss them. In case wandering through the forums is a pain in the butt. The chat for the stage right now, I've dropped a link to that dedicated thread. Lexavo says, Prime better start charging you guys for hosting the recordings if you choose there. That may occur. I don't suspect so right out from the gates, but maybe. We do hope to have better options in the future, more formal hosting sites that you can find both all the topics that people went over at Moderation Office Hours and, of course, the recording, perhaps once the wiki's in full swing once again.
I think Prime would enjoy it. He had a lot of fun setting his system up.
That too, and I believe he has the option to transcribe everything, which is always handy as well. Not that I'm sure people aren't wildly enthused to come listen to our voices for 30 minutes straight, but sometimes you just want to control F and look for a specific question you might have asked or knew a friend asked. On that topic, since today is relatively quiet, one of the other methods you can use to get a hold of us would be through the ticket system, where we do have a help topic for general inquiries. Though understand that most of the answers we're going to provide there, we will drag back to this system. If you give us a question inside of the general inquiries tag, we're going to try and answer it, but we're going to take that answer, bring it back to office hours. So if you want to be the most informed, my recommendation is always just attend these, put an ear on the recordings when we posted them if you can't attend these. But that is at least a method to get your question thrown in if you're otherwise unlikely to be able to attend and post it yourself. I hope everyone has been having a good Sunday. I take it has not been a terribly busy week in terms of moderation activity. Folks seem pretty quiet today. As usual, I always like to say we're going to be here for the full 30 minutes, regardless of whether there's questions or not. This is, of course, an office hours, sort of an open door where we just loiter and make ourselves available. Even if it's dead quiet, there's going to be at least one of us here every week to field what questions you have. It seems like we have a couple of questions coming in now. Lexavo asks, are there any different policies/guidelines related to moderation for businesses using Resonite? Yes, though generally speaking, if you're reaching out as a business, we have a couple of other points of contact we're going to point you towards rather than just talking to the moderation team. We do have email addresses you can find, business@yellowdogman.com, where you can send inquiries as a business to talk to the business team. But they will sometimes bring up changes in expectations around branding guidelines. One of the ones that has been most recently relevant is if you were hosting things that are on Resonite, but make use of, for instance, adult content, we do ask that you do not use the full Resonite name in any of the naming conventions associated with your event. You can use something that's a permutation of Resonite, Rezo Club, Rezo Night, spelled like, you know, the time of day, some other variation that makes it clear and distinct from us, and that's still fine, but we're going to ask that you stay away from the general branding guideline. If one wants to get further clarification on that, though, I always recommend shooting that email off to the business team, and you'll get something back in writing rather than an off-the-cuff answer from a random mod in office hours.
Indeed. Voidpaw asks, should we start pushing for technical questions to be directed towards a stack exchange so Resonite can start having answers indexed in search engines? I think that's a pretty cool idea. Granted, how can I put it? Since that's about technical questions and technical answers, that's probably a better question asked for Prime. He would better be more equipped for answering that, as I don't actually know how to use Stack Exchange myself. I have not used it before.
To lodge a formal complaint that wasn't framed as probably a Prime question, but you're right.
Probably a Prime question.
His office hours are just a couple days from now. You can jump in there and get some feedback from him and his thoughts about it.
Cool idea, though.
On our side of the pond, moderation office hours is unlikely to list our questions inside of a Stack Exchange. Otherwise, we do seem to find a lot of value out of this sort of community-based sit down, have a chat with folks when they want to come in and raise concerns or issues or uncertainties about the guidelines or our practices. This seems to work well for us. Of course, we're always open to other suggestions. I just don't know if that sort of method would be best for moderation.
It might. I have seen that Stack Exchange does have different topics of conversation and questions and answers that aren't necessarily always surrounding technical questions. But I've seen people using it even for bike stuff before, which was kind of interesting.
Intriguing. Maybe I'll put another eye on it then, yes.
Yeah. So maybe I actually have used it a little bit, but I've never really asked or answered a question on it. Just utilized it for finding information. Oh, interesting. Stack Exchanges for social competency.
I'm unsure what the process for getting a new Stack Exchange category is, if anyone can just go in and create one or if there's some approval process.
Oh, okay. So anyone could kind of create their own Stack Exchange?
I'm uncertain how many people will be going to Stack Exchange to find answers on Resonite moderation, but it does, if it's an easy enough to set up other avenue to spread messages we want to get out there, it's certainly something I could see some value from.
The only issue in there is that sometimes we have to change policies and update policies, and we wouldn't want that sort of archived forever if it's going to be updated.
That is true. We don't want to have conflicting information.
We have a light question. Alex from Alaska saying, how's the mentor program been going? Any changes you're planning soon? How are they doing?
Yeah, I was going to say I can answer that a bit. So there's not too many changes going on for the mentors themselves. We're kind of restructuring how the training program works, how we're training trainers to train mentors. Sorry, a lot of trains in that sentence. But there's going to be more to come on that. If you are in the mentor program, there's going to be announcements going out, at least to the trainers soon. So not too much going on. It's been pretty much going the same. Just a couple minor changes here and there.
Euphoria asks, I'm in a humanities class at university, and for the final project, we must edit or create a Wikipedia page. I noticed Resonite does not have a Wikipedia page at the moment. Am I allowed to use Resonite as my final project? That is curious. Off the top of my head, I have no immediate things that I'm aware of that would prevent you from doing that, but I am going to caveat this with I'm not 100% certain. I would recommend you chuck an email at that business account I mentioned earlier so that the business team can put an eyeball on that one and get back to you with a higher degree of certainty. That said, I'm just not personally aware of issues with it.
It's a cool idea, and if you do go along with that, thank you. Baxton asks, are there any plans to have an option to preload worlds waiting in the dark and hoping there will be a collider below you isn't always fun? I know that that's come up a couple times. I'm not sure if there is a GitHub topic on the subject, but it has been something that people have asked for in the past. If you do us a favor and scour the GitHub and see if anyone has created a topic for it, if they have not, I'd recommend creating one. Definitely something that would be very useful for some people. I think I might even use it myself.
There's an interesting conversation in regards to what a Stack Exchange would actually function like. It does sound intriguing. Definitely worth something digging into and seeing how it would be useful for us. Certainly, more broadly, the question about technical answers worth kicking over to Prime, seeing what Prime thinks about it, what would be necessary to set it up even as a community-run project if we did not have an official Resonite one. Again, I wish I could give a better answer on Stack Exchange, but I think the extent of my knowledge for Stack Exchange is just that of all the things in the world, I'm aware that Stack Exchange is one of them, but that's about where it ends. So Yeah, you'll need to have a chat in the other office hours or see where that goes.
Voidpaw asks, I've seen multiple questions about the age limits, if they'll be lowered or increased, when that might happen. I'm curious about what the company is leaning towards. So as it currently stands, we're being exceedingly cautious due to GDPR standards, which have shifted to basically stating that we cannot get the consent of someone under the age of 16 to store any of their data. Since we don't have a proper way to store their parental permission, and it's not very well quantified what kind of information we'd need to store for that to be a possibility, we're kind of leaning away from lowering the age limit until that is better quantified and better understood. Right now, it's probably best if we just don't try to shake any sticks at GDPR at all. That would be a deadly mistake for us if we were to make a mistake on that front.
And as we always like to bring up whenever this discussion rolls around, we prefer to be in a situation where if we're uncertain, we've opted for the more conservative approach. This means if, hey, it comes down the line, we talk to lawyers, we're 100% certain we could get away with 13 and up. Yay, we can lower the age limit and more people can come on the platform. It doesn't put us in the position where we had it at 13, find out after discussions, we have to remove a chunk of the user base. So that's where we are right now, or why we are where we are right now. Nuki Raccoon asks, on that note, is there a standard way to limit a world from anyone under 18? Is one plan? Should I write a plugin tool slash interface in-game engine? I'm always going to encourage you to make whatever mad, fantastic solutions exist on platform to solve yourself, because there's many things sitting down the pipeline that the team wants to work on, and I can never give you an ETA or an announcement about when things are likely to show up, even if they are planned. So yes, go ahead, build your own, see what you can come up with. Always going to be in favor of that approach. As for a way to limit a world from anyone under 18, it's certainly something that has been part of discussions, but it's something that I'd recommend to kick over to GitHub at this stage. I, of course, can't tell you it's something that we're committed to or necessarily when it would arrive at this point. As I like to say as well, we do allow people to set rules for their own sessions above and beyond the ResNight usage guidelines. You can never, when you make session rules, remove one. You can't say that in our session, we allow harassment in our session. That's perfectly acceptable. We allow hateful language in our session. That's perfect. No, you can't do that. You can never set a session rule that removes usage guidelines, but you can add ones on top. The usual example I provide is please no politics for folks stuck in countries that have somewhat vigorous political electoral years and may want to avoid that sort of conversation when in online spaces, but you could also set your own for age limits if you would like. Not obviously not a formal system putting it in place, but it is something that you can use with notifications and boards at the front of your world.
Yep. Peach Clover asks, question, what are the ResNight team roles and how many members are there? I believe there's, is there 16 or 17 team members now?
17. No, 16, sorry.
Oh, yeah, 16. As far as roles go, we're not really, like, as you can see, we don't necessarily have stated titles in the Discord server here. That's because we have not quite ratified necessarily what titles we're going with, what styles of title we're going with, and whether or not we're going to have them necessarily so forward-facing. We're all in discussion about that at the moment, so it's soon to come, TM.
Dante is feeding the masses with a pizza Lunchables item.
Delicious.
I'm uncertain if that actually counts as giving food, both because it's a model and also because it's a Lunchable, but...
It depends if you have a phantom sense for food or not.
I did see Baxton had a question. I'm having to navigate back here. Give me one moment. Baxton states, I would love to see a new IK. What's the word on that? We actually just recently put out an announcement in the announcements channel talking about how that is going to become one of our new focuses. We can't really get into detail as we don't really necessarily know all the details about how difficult that's going to be. Fruxius would be better to ask. I'm not sure if he's going to start up any office hours anytime soon, but when he does so, I'm sure he's going to announce it. A better person in the meantime to ask would probably be Probable Prime. Sorry, I did the probably Prime thing again.
Personally quite upset. I do want to draw attention to the GitHub issue that announcement makes mention of. If you're looking for conversations inside of how this can be handled, recommendations, just general back and forth with the devs that are looking at it or will be looking at it actively soon. Notably, when it comes to something like IK, which is so obviously tied to user experience, that's where we want to have a lot of very, very hearty feedback. If you like being very thorough in your testing and relating your own personal experiences to the devs, I do recommend dive in there, be involved.
Peach Clover asks a question much better suited to Probable Prime. That is definitely not something that we have any good knowledge around.
Of course, in the broader sense, if you notice or think you've seen individuals crashing other users, that is the sort of thing moderation is interested in. We always recommend you towards the ticket system to provide reports along with any relevant materials or evidence you have of it happening. We can help you out on that front.
I've just taken a look at the clock. We have 8 minutes remaining for our office hours. So if you have any more questions for moderation, make sure you're asking them in the Moderation Office Hours 2023 11/12 channel. Aft Dawn asks, in the future, would there be some sort of Discord server partner program? Not between Discord and this server, but this server and other servers. For example, there's an Australian Resonite Discord. We might point people in the direction of other Discord servers. I'm a little hesitant to do so because I don't necessarily know anyone else's moderation standards. But it might be something we consider in the future.
We do have the community announcements channel or community news channel here on the Discord. I don't know if we have a proper way to apply for that yet. I think for now I'd just send a email to from the contact page on the Resonite website would probably be the best way to get started on that.
Indeed.
That was exactly what I was going to cover. Draconis asks, I know this is mostly moderation office hours, but is the bug for contact hasn't migrated when they have been looked at soonish? We're not going to be able to give an ETA for when bugs are likely to be fixed inside of it. If it's something that's already been raised to the team, it's on their radar, that's good. If it is yet to be submitted, we always encourage folks to submit a GitHub issue.
Yeah. Fuzzy Fox asks, I don't know if this counts as moderation related, but is it possible for Twitch commands to be accessible to patrons or perhaps storage be linkable to Twitch subscription too? That's definitely probably one of those things I'd recommend someone make a GitHub about if there is not already a GitHub asking that question. I don't know the technical details, whether or not any of that can be linked, whether or not we should be linking that. I'm not entirely certain. So I do apologize.
Secondary Cell says, suggestion, give moderators their own name, color, category on Discord so they can be quickly and easily contacted. I suppose while I want moderators operating on Discord and talking to people to have visibility when telling folks to, for instance, quiet down an argument or stop certain behaviors that might get them penalized if they kept them up. Contacting moderators directly on this Discord to submit reports is something we generally want to discourage. If you've encountered behavior either in this Discord or on platform that you think is problematic, our most recommended approach is to go to the ticket system. Dropping someone a DM is something we just generally want to avoid going forward so that we can have better documentation of all communication between community members and moderators. It's the sort of thing that's necessary for us to maintain oversight and, of course, allows us to better organize and then tackle as a team concerns as they come in. Peach Clover has a question. Can you give a link to where suggestions would go? It sort of depends on the nature of the question. If it's a feature request, if it's a bug, some sort of fix, that's all directed towards the GitHub. If you're generally trying to provide a suggestion as it relates to moderation as a whole, you're in the right spot. Congratulations. Feel free to give us suggestions right here. Of course, you could also submit those through general inquiries on the ticket system, though we do try and make ourselves available every single week to give you a bit of a back and forth conversation about things you'd like to see brought in from a moderation perspective. If it's outside of feature requests and moderation, it is a business inquiry that still somehow falls under suggestion, that would be pointing towards either the contact us form on the Resonite website, or of course, sending an email to business@yellowdogman.com.
Oh, okay. Secondary Cell comes back, states that they meant a name color for mentors. And that's something that we're actually currently discussing among the mentor leads. We're probably going to bring that back. We just haven't decided fully on it yet. We have 2 minutes remaining for the moderation office hours.
Peach Clover asks, how does moderation prevent gang-ups from many users falsely accusing an individual of harassment? Well, for first and foremost, it becomes very apparent if a large series of tickets come in targeting one individual. But this is a bit of a more nuanced case than simply preventing gang-ups. If there are a number of users that a user has done something wrong to, we will occasionally receive, quite genuinely, a number of tickets associated with that one person. For instance, if a user is just running between worlds, yelling the N-word, we're going to get a lot of tickets, large number of tickets. So what we're going to do when we encounter a bunch of tickets come in is essentially just try and ensure that the tickets we're receiving have some sort of evidence that relate back to what they're doing, rather than just taking pure testimony on the face of it. Of course, if we have a limited amount or essentially no evidence, we can begin with the lower end of moderation actions, usually things like sending warnings to the user in order to either curtail the behavior if it is something that was just approaching guideline-breaking behavior, or of course open a conversation. Even when a user receives a warning, they are welcome to come back to the appeal system, submit their own side of the story, and have a conversation with moderation about what that warning was about and if they can get further information.
Yep. Voidpaw asks, thoughts on community input for rules and policies? I'd love to see more governance here, city council style or otherwise. I'd say that that's largely what we're doing kind of here. We do take suggestions on policies and changes for rules. We've handled a lot regarding that kind of during our moderation office hours. As far as like future plans go, honestly, I'd like to see what other people would like to see as well.
Of course, on that sort of topic, our other name for these back in the day was community town halls, generally giving us the ability to talk to the community on a consistent basis and with nothing in between, just our faces here, and you're allowed to shout suggestions, comments, criticisms, insults. That's sort of the purpose of these moderation office hours. And when we have big new things coming down the line in terms of guidelines, policy changes or shifts to moderation, just us opening applications, for instance, those are all likely to be tied to moderation office hours for the week surrounding the lead up to them, when they're out, and after, as a reoccurring topic we want to get conversation on. That's going to give us at least an opportunity to get a good chunk of community sentiment around it, and of course collect criticisms if there's issues.
Fuzzy Fox asks, where would I put my last question on GitHub? What was your last question?
The Twitch concern.
Gotcha. I'm in VR at the moment. Does anyone else have desktop access?
I'd say you should put it as a feature request.
At the very least, they can recategorize it after that if they disagree with that assessment. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the main point is getting it in. There's a triage process. They'll sort it as needs be.
Voidpaw comes out saying, I'd just like to know what changes are being discussed before they're implemented so I can say my piece and provide input. This is something we have done previously with guidelines coming in. I see the immediate twist of the conversation towards the nipple discussion. Yeah, that is part of why we, for the last updates to guidelines and changes to the guidelines previously, have been bringing them to these moderation office hours. So if we do anything unspeakably stupid, hopefully someone can point at it and be like, hey, that's unspeakably stupid. And then we can change that beforehand. There will occasionally still be moments, I imagine, at some point in the future, where we'll make a sufficiently small change that we didn't think it needed community consultation and make a screw up. I want to preemptively apologize for that, but ideally, the goal is that we will be bringing everything we think requires any sort of community consultation, or we'll have any community interest to these sorts of locations to get that conversation starting beforehand. It's something we've already built into the process, and we hope to be useful as a tool going forward.
Indeed.
If you want to be part of those conversations, well, you're in the right place. If you got here just by pure happenstance, welcome. God, that's surprising. But also feel free to go up to the, Welcome and Links channel at the top, where you can react to the office hours role. That will give you pings for moderation office hours, of course. But also, if we're looking for feedback and saying that things are going to be coming to the next moderation office hours, we'll be pinging that role to let people know. Rainurlos? I probably butchered that. Rainurlos. Sorry. Prime has his cheese obsession. Does any of the moderation team have any interesting interests? I believe I'm contractually obligated to say calcium at this point.
Well, I don't know. M-Dog. Eve-Dog reaction.
That's it. We have flown past the end of our half hour. So I'm going to say, if you're currently typing a question, feel free to continue to type that question out. If you've not, though, I'd say hold on to those questions for next week, where we'll be back the same time, same location, to field any further questions you have on All Good Things Resonite. Looks like we have a few people typing right now, so we'll let those trundle out and then close up the stage if they are not questions. It looks like it's a general conversation on GitHub, so I'm going to say thank you, everyone, for coming to Moderation Office Hours. It has been a fun Sunday. As always, I hope you've all had a fantastic weekend, and we'll have a wonderful week following it. We will see you next time, next Sunday, on Moderation Office Hours.
Yep. Catch you next time, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.